Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ross, appreciate it as always, man. I'll ask you, as a player, I'm sure it's awfully tough to get anybody not to play in a football game if you ask them, can you play? In this case, it's your quarterback. He's had these ankle injuries before. He's never missed a game due to an ankle injury. How would you handle this? How do you think the coaching staff is handling this week?
You know, one thing I think is really interesting about it, I actually spoke this morning with John Ritchie, you know, the former Raiders and Eagles fullback. I never heard this before, but he said, it's actually easier to come back from, and you're faster to come back from after you have multiple.
Interesting.
I don't know how that makes any sense whatsoever. Yeah. I have not heard that before, but I guess he's had multiple, and that's his experience, which I think is fascinating. You know, I don't know. The guy's Gumby, man. I mean, I feel like this happens every year. I'm sure you guys know. You're Kansas City radio. How many years in a row now has he gotten a high ankle sprain, and we're all like, oh, no, I don't know what's going to happen, and then he comes back and is able to play?
This is his sixth time coming back from an ankle injury before a game. The previous five times he did not miss a game. So it didn't matter. Like, sometimes they were in the playoffs and they were severe injuries, or like he was limping significantly. But this will be the sixth time. If he plays on Saturday, he'll be 6-for-6 for getting a high ankle sprain and playing the same week.
Yeah, that is obviously just absurd. I can't believe that that's the case. But that's him. I mean, he has an unbelievable ability to bounce back from those things. I do think, if you're Andy Reid and, you know, the organization, I think you have to consider sometimes protecting him from himself. You know, for me, I would love to see Wentz play as like a science experiment, right? You know, being a Philly guy, I'd love to see what Wentz could do for Andy Reid. You know, the thing that's weirdest to me about that, and I know you guys said they had a light workout or whatever.
Yeah.
But the strangest thing to me about that is the fully participating part of it. You know, like, even if you're telling me he's going to play in the game, which I can see, okay, fine. To fully participate in practice? I mean, guys have, like, nothing going on, and they're limited participants, you know?
I think,
like, the fully participant thing almost made me skeptical.
In a weird way, the reason why it doesn't for me, Ross, is Andy Reid, there's lots of things. I think 95% of his coaching career, he's been really great at adapting. But there's a couple things he's a no budge thing on. And one of them is, you want to play? you better practice. And I think with quarterback, it's like you better all the way practice. You don't get a half ass out here at quarterback and then start on Saturday. I feel like that's just been his stance as a coach.
Well, and I kind of like hearing that. A lot of guys aren't that way. You know, I think that stems from his experience being able to get so many backup quarterbacks ready to play at a high level, thinking, hey, if I get a full work week and I get to show these guys, you know, exactly what this team's going to do and get them prepared, that I think I can have them play at a high level. Because I think it's like there's obviously a lot of value in being able to practice and get those reps. The question is, like, if you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who's been your quarterback for all these years now, would you rather have him be at 90% with only getting a couple reps in walkthrough on Friday, or 75% with getting the reps all week?
Sure.
You know, and maybe Andy doesn't look at it, but that's how I look at it. And most coaches, they prefer the guy with being as healthy as possible. Andy, I think to some extent you guys are right. It's very, very important to him that the guys practice.
The reason why this is all so much more complicated, too, is because we know they're in the middle of this 3-game and 11-day stretch, and they're playing on Saturday against Houston, and then they got to turn around and go to Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. They have the early bye week. That's been a huge topic of conversation here, both from those in the media, and also Chris Jones acknowledged how that early bye week is something that if teams are going to have to play 3-10 around Christmas, this late in the year and stuff, that then they should have to have a later bye week. But because of that, do you think the number one seed, knowing the injury that Mahomes has right now, like the number one seed, do you think Kansas City has to win on Saturday, in your opinion? Because they got to win 2 of the next 3 if Buffalo wins out.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're the Chiefs, for a million different reasons, the number one seed is critically important. And I also think it's really interesting, they don't really have any gimme games left. You know, I mean, you play the Texans, then you're playing at Pittsburgh, which, by the way, I'll be there calling that one for Westwood One Radio.
Nice.
And then you're playing at Denver. You know, now Denver might have already clinched playoff berth by then, and they probably will, but I don't think that will affect how Sean Payton plays in that game at all. I think Sean Payton, he wants the best record possible. He wants to go into the playoffs with momentum. He wants to beat the Chiefs, all those things. So none of these games are gimmies. So I think what you really want to do, obviously, is try to clinch it as soon as possible so that you can rest as much as possible. I think getting that first week off is gigantic for both mentally and physically. And then, you know, you'd much rather be at Arrowhead than have to go to Buffalo or somewhere else for the AFC Championship game. I know they did it last year at Buffalo, at Baltimore. It's super impressive. Everything they do is super impressive. But you don't want to be in life. You don't want to be increasing your degree of difficulty, right? Just because you can do something, you know, just because you can do the quadruple Lindy off the diving board doesn't mean that's the dive you should do every time.
When you look at what Buffalo is, are you worried? So, like, every team's got a fatal flaw. I think that's just kind of the nature of the NFL 90% of every year. Every once in a while, there's some team that has it all. Bills defense, how worried are you of that for them? Because over the last 2 weeks, they're 1-1, but they've given up like 85 points.
Yeah, definitely concerned, and they should be. It has not been good on that side of the ball. You know, part of me wonders a little bit against Detroit because the offense was so unstoppable and has been, and they had a double-digit lead a lot in that game. So I think part of me wonders a little bit how much of that was like, hey, let's play a little bit softer. Let's not give up anything cheap and deep. You know, we don't want to, you know, we're up 2 scores, and they kind of were yielding yards as slowly as possible. But it is a concern. Now, their safeties were hurt. Milano got hurt during the game. But how can you not be concerned when you just gave up 40 points 2 weeks in a row? I mean, that's You know, when you watch the Super Bowl video after the season for the team that won it, they usually don't talk about the back-to-back weeks late in the season where they gave up over 40 points 2 weeks in a row. Right?
I honestly don't think the Chiefs have given up 40 points in like 3 years.
Exactly. That's exactly correct.
Ross, like when you look at the rest of the AFC wildcard teams, I am curious on that end. Which of the wildcard teams do you take the most serious? We know Chiefs and Bills are 1-2. Let's take out the other division winners right now at the moment, you know, or at least the Texans out of this. What are the wildcard teams that you're like, yeah, that's the one that really scares me in the AFC?
Yeah, I think it's whoever doesn't win it out of win the AFC North, out of Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you know, because do I think the Broncos and Chargers could give you a good game or give anybody a good game? Yeah, but it's a lot different in the NFC. I mean, the NFC, your first two wild cards are probably going to be the Vikings and the Packers. Those are legit teams I could see in the Super Bowl. The only wild card team I could see in the Super Bowl would be the Baltimore Ravens. Even if the Pittsburgh Steelers are a wild card, I could see them winning a game, you know, maybe two, but they're not good enough to go on the road three straight weeks and beat really good teams. I don't see that happening. I do think Baltimore could pull it off. The way Lamar Jackson's playing this year, their belief, their pedigree, they could pull it off. I'm not saying they're gonna, but they're by far the most dangerous wild card team.
We're talking our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Lastly, I want to get your perspective on Michael Penix era beginning in Atlanta, that news last night. I understand the criticism, of course, around the draft pick selection to begin with, since they had signed Kirk Cousins, and I know everybody was calling them idiots at the time of drafting. But now I think they deserve a slight bit of credit that they're willing to pull the plug on Kirk Cousins. A lot of teams, I feel like, would have just held through this whole thing and kind of said, hey, no, we paid this guy this kind of money. We've got to keep playing Kirk Cousins.
Yep. So let's start with signing Kirk Cousins. Loved that decision. They had the worst quarterback play in the NFL the last 2 years. Arthur Smith would still be their head coach if he had had Kirk Cousins the last 2 years. That made perfect sense. Had no qualms with that whatsoever. You know, I know he's coming off the Achilles. What I don't understand about Cousins right now is how he's gotten worse during the season. You know, I get it. He's in the new offense. I get it coming off the injury. But he was playing pretty well. Like they were winning shootouts when they were 6-3. I don't know what happened that he dropped off like this. That's the weird part of it to me that I don't really understand. So that's a sunk cost, though. And I'm a big fan of when teams realize that something or someone is a sunk cost and that you're paying them the money regardless. And that trotting him out there and continuing to play him because, quote unquote, we gave him all that money, that's compounding your mistake. That's compounding your error. Penix almost can't possibly be worse than what we've seen from Cousins the last couple weeks. He's really been that bad. I mean, it's been really, really bad. And so they can't do the play action stuff, the boot stuff. I think this is the right decision at the right time. It's unfortunate that the Cousins thing didn't work out, but it is what it is. And, you know, I hated the decision to draft Penix Jr. because I felt like getting a defensive player at 8 could have been the difference between playoffs or not. But now doubling down at the quarterback position looks very, very smart.
Last quick question for you, Ross, and then we'll let you get out of here. We have the company Christmas party tonight, open bar. What's the acceptable amount of drinking in that situation?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. It really depends on how well you can hold your liquor, you know? Like, you don't strike me as someone that can have that many and still be able to handle a good conversation with your boss.
That's fair.
I'm thinking for you, maybe one or two, like, Coors Lights.
Okay.
but on the other hand, Adam's a rock star. You know, I've seen Adam at work. I've seen both of you guys at work, but I've seen Adam with all the ladies hitting on him. Like, I've seen the whole deal.
Oh, you said you did see Alex. You saw a waitress get a number from a waitress, right?
That's right. Did I say Adam? I meant Alex.
You're good.
Alex,
you're good. We knew what
Cody
you meant.
Cody and Alex. Sorry, yeah. Alex.
You're good, man.
I don't know why I said Adam there. It's no big deal. I only do like 20 of these a day.
Right.
So I've seen Alex work, and Alex, like, he's got the hair. He's well dressed. I think Alex can put down 5 to 7 IPAs or,
wow,
like, vodka tonics and still totally be able to handle himself. So I also don't know how secure you guys are in your jobs. I don't know your boss. There's a lot of factors that go into it. I don't know who all is going to be at the Christmas party. I don't know, like, are there going to be sponsors there?
Nope. Just,
on,
no.
One
just
a- hand, on the one hand, you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of sponsors. On the other hand, if you drink a healthy amount, I'll say, with sponsors, that could lock those guys up for years to come. You know, if you guys go out with them after the party, you go to like an after party with them, you could really, like, they could be your boys and loyal sponsors for years. There's all kinds of factors in play, but really it's self-scouting is the most important. You got to know who you are, what you can handle. I've been in those situations. I've had situations where I had to tell somebody, listen, man, like, I really think you should leave. I think this is going to turn out poorly for you. You know, it's usually like the 25-year-old that's so excited about the open bar that they go and they're drinking. Wait, it's like, hey, listen, man, like, you could do something in the next hour that gets you fired. How about just going home and calling it a night?
I think on this show, that's more likely to be Cody, actually.
Ah, come on.
I think that's
I can handle myself.
Yeah, I think that might be you. That's good advice from Ross, though, I think.
Yeah.
Ross, appreciate it, man. Happy holidays. We'll check in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Great talking with you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.